We have a few announcements this morning. The nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of two. It's just on the other side of the fellowship hall. So if you have kids up to the age of two, you can take them to the nursery if you'd like. There is a note on the bulletin board in the foyer from Lorraine Augsburger, so if you wanted to check that out. And then there will not be a ladies' fellowship event in July. The other announcement that we have is last week for Father's Day, we had some flashlights for all the fathers that were in attendance, but our attendance was pretty low last week. So if you weren't here last week and didn't get a flashlight from the foyer for Father's Day, you can go ahead and grab one this week. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is 1 Corinthians 1, 18, 23, and 24. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Please stand together as we sing hymn number 234. You can use your hymnals, or I trust the thing is on the screen for us. Crown Him with Many Crowns. 234. Crown Him with many crowns, the Lamb upon the throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of Him who died for thee, and hail Him as thy matchless King through all eternity. Crown Him the Lord of love, behold His hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends His wondering eye at mystery so bright. Crown Him the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave, who rose victorious to the strife for those He came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. Crown Him the Lord of heaven, one with the Father known, one with the Spirit through Him given from yonder glorious throne. To Thee be endless praise, for Thou for us hast died. Be Thou, O Lord, through endless days adored and magnified. Thank you for your singing. Please be seated.
This is our time to share prayer requests and praises, and forgive me if I mix anything up this morning. Kelly and I got in at 4 a.m. driving back from Colorado, so praise for safe travels, but prayer for rest would be great. We have one continued prayer request from the Grummet family, while they were on vacation, Alice Grummet had some serious health complications and underwent some surgery. Do we have an update from them? Yes. So Alice had a pretty serious brain bleed, and her surgery was successful thus far, and they're still draining out some of the bleeding, and she is down to one IV, but they're still keeping her pretty sedated because she had pulled out one of her IVs. So we'll be praying for Alice's continued recovery. Are there any other prayer requests or praises this morning? All right, let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the beautiful weather that you've provided for us. God, thank you for the little bit of rain that we got yesterday. God, I pray that some of that rain that went through Colorado as we were driving through last night comes and makes its way up here, God, and pray that you just continue to provide moisture and for the ground for the farmers and ranchers as they provide for our country and our world. God, I pray for all the people in this room that you continue to keep them safe and healthy, God, that you open their hearts and their minds this morning as they're presented your word. God, I lift up the Grummet family as Alice is still recovering from surgery and from her brain bleed. God, I pray that you give the doctors and the nurses wisdom and strength and endurance in this time, and I pray that you continue to give the Grummet family peace and hope in you, but also strength and healing as they continue on in their recovery journey. God, and I just pray for all of us that you allow us to seek you and keep you at the center of everything that we do day in and day out, and don't let us be content where we are, but let us continue to strive to grow closer to you each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning and welcome. Glad that you've chosen to worship with us this morning. Let's stand and worship together. We've got a few older songs this morning, but they're still good songs.
To a home on God's celestial shore, I'll fly away.
Make sure I'm in the right key. I'll mess everything up.
You spoke and worlds were formed. You breathed and life was born. You knew that one day
Father, as we gather this morning and are reminded of the work of Christ on the cross, that he came to seek and to save those who were lost, and that his life was not taken from him, but he gave it freely. and he took it up again. And Father, we are grateful that we serve a risen Savior. For our time today, through this week, for the rest of our lives, you do not ask us to repay you back. You ask to freely come, because that is what grace is. Your mercy removes the punishment. Your grace has given us all that we need. Father, help us as we look into your word, have your spirit open our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name,